Oh, yes. Oh, that warrants a second guttural noise. That's such a beautiful song. It's To Be Unwilling by Mal Devesa here on The Daily on 2SER 107.3. Nelson Scott with you. Hope you're doing well. Before that song, you heard My Love by Musila Tulitz, I believe. And before that, Plan Eter by Alice. No surname. Hey, it is that time on a Wednesday when we like to do this.
Your sports team is vastly inferior.
Yes, it's time for Lover Grove Sports with Marco, where we discuss sports that may not be discussed in great depth in other areas of the media. We're talking the New South Wales Cup Rugby League. We're talking Sheffield Shield Cricket. We're talking Second Division League football. And Marco, our man, is in the studio. How are you, my friend?
Great, Nelson. Yourself, mate?
Mate, I'm very, very well. No doubt you spent the weekend watching a lot of lower grade sports.
Yep, definitely.
Excellent. Let's kick things off with the Second Division League football. Was there a game that stood out for you?
Six goal thriller, 3-3 draw. Sydney Olympic against Moreton City, Excala.
3-3 draw, wow.
Yeah, thriller.
That's a lot of goals for a football game.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, Sydney Olympic and Moreton City Excala played out a heated six-goal thriller to share the points in the early kickoff. Sydney Olympic made the best possible start to a feisty first half as they hit in front within 4 minutes. Player Cyrus Dehemi snatched the ball deep into Moreton City's half as it rolled into Gloria Amanda's path, who sent a cool finish into the right of the goal. Then, Sydney Olympic again, blistering first half, earned the side a second goal with 10 regular minutes to play. The hosts sprung forward on the counter as Amanda fired a right wing cross towards Aliagla at the far post, where the free scoring attacker slid in expectantly to score from a tight angle. A spectacular double save from Moreton City's goalkeeper, Nathan Foster, in the final 5 regular minutes of the half, Short City remained with a chance of restoring parity. The visitors fired their way back into the match just before the break through their top scorer. Joe Scott drifted inside from the right and blasted a supreme curling effort that bounced off the left post and into the goal. Second half got off to an excellent start as big chances went begging and tempers frying for both teams. The end-to-end ton of the second half left the game in the balance. Just after the hour mark, Olympic scored a crucial goal. Amanda played the ball into the left of the area for Adam Parkson to slam a deflector finish past Foster. Moreton City were handed a lifeline in the 79th minute when they were awarded a penalty. Centre Mary stepped up and buried it into the corner, top left corner, and set up the tens to finish the game. The visitors made a large surge for an equaliser and created several opportunities. In the 92nd minute, Olympic goalkeeper Jack Gibson produced a phenomenal save to deny Murray from point-blank range. With a little over a minute remaining, Moreton City found their much-deserved equaliser. Luke Jankovic attacked a left-sided corner to steer home a header that drew the side back into the battle for a quarter-finals football spot.
Hashtag what?
Hashtag Australian Championship Football.
Wow, that was an excellent summation. Now, I guess, what do we do now besides move on to the cricket?
Yeah.
Sheffield Shield, round 4, or is it round 5?
It is currently right now round 4, but it's in progress because there's day 10 between Victoria and New South Wales.
Okay, so where are we at in that one?
So at the moment, we have that Victoria's in the second innings, 2 for 56. Well, New South Wales got all out for 128 in the first innings.
128?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, so it looks likely New South Wales going to fall a lower run short. Although Steve Smith's going to be in fine form, they reckon he's going to be in the Ashes team.
I cannot wait. When's the first test for the Ashes?
19th of November.
Next week?
Yeah.
Let's go.
It's in Perth.
Oh, that's going to be great. I love cricket. I love summer. It's all on.
Constance got bowled out again for the sixth time against Boland, unfortunately, in his history.
Wow. Nate, thank you so much. We'll chat next week, of course.
Likewise, Nelson.
That's the great Marco there with the lower grade sports segment. Turning out a bit of music. This is...